From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mitch Legan. Western Missouri Medical Center is set to close one of its family practice clinics in Holden on March 3rd. 41 positions are set to be eliminated from the hospital in Warrensburg, too. Chelsea Mudd, the marketing manager at Western Missouri Medical Center, says that this was an administrative decision made to reduce costs after looking at patient volume and potential volume.
There are different healthcare trends and methods changing right now. There's a lot that rural healthcare organizations are up against, but I do know that it was a primary goal of our administration to impact patient care as little as possible.
Out of the 41 positions eliminated, 33 were currently staffed. Mudd says a letter will go out to all patients with information about the two nearest Western Missouri family healthcare clinics, in Concordia and Knob Noster. Patients' medical records from the Holden Clinic will be transferred if patients choose to visit one of those locations. Missouri lawmakers are again trying to pass legislation designed to protect the online privacy of students, renters, employees, and applicants. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin explains.
The bill would forbid employers, landlords, and educational institutions from requiring people to provide usernames and passwords of their email and social media accounts. Anyone who violates the ban would be subject to civil lawsuits. Sarah Baker of the Missouri ACLU testified in favor of the bill Wednesday before a state Senate committee.
We think this is really the 21st century equivalent of saying someone cannot go through your diary, someone cannot go through your mail, expectations that we would all have in our private lives.
K-12 schools, both public and private, could access a student's private account as long as that student is younger than 18. An identical bill died in the Missouri Senate on the final day of last year's legislative session. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
A judge is weighing on whether to void the Missouri Board of Education's decision to fire the former education commissioner. Former Commissioner Margie Van Daven was fired on December 1st. Springfield teacher Lori Sullivan sued the board in November, seeking declarations that the board knowingly violated the state open meetings and records laws and a court order barring the board from interfering with Van Daven. Dwayne Martin, Sullivan's attorney, alleges the board held discussions in a closed session that should have been held in a public meeting. But it's unclear when Judge Richard Callahan may issue a ruling that would void the vote. The City of Columbia will be helping low-income families get computers this weekend. KBIA's Noah Taborda reports.
40 refurbished computers will find new homes in Columbia this Saturday. The City of Columbia partnered with the Voluntary Action Center and Downtown Optimist Club to deliver the computers to low-income families as part of the Homes for Computers program. The City of Columbia established this program in 2003 to assist families with children in the public school system. This year's event will push the number of donated computers over 530 since the program's founding. Lee Kotwitz is with the Office of Neighborhood Services. She says the computers are especially important for education.
Especially when we think of children that can benefit from computers in the home and access to the internet or just to be able to do homework on a computer. This is a great asset to those families to have a computer in the home that maybe would not otherwise be able to afford that.
The computers were refurbished by the Career Center at the University of Missouri. Noah Taborda, KBIA News.
The Missourian reports the Boone County Democratic Central Committee unanimously approved Stephanie Morrell as its choice for Associate Circuit Judge last night. The committee will submit Morrell's name to Governor Eric Greitens, who will choose a successor for retiring Associate Circuit Judge Deborah Daniels. Daniels currently presides over the 13th Circuit, which covers Boone and Callaway counties. Morrell says the 13th Circuit is unique because it is a leader in drug courts, which put offenders in substance abuse treatment programs. Morrell has been a practicing attorney for almost 20 years, working in both the Attorney General's and Prosecutor's offices. Yet Tom Pawley, Secretary of the Boone County Democratic Central Committee, says since Greitens is a Republican, it's unlikely he'll pick a Democrat to fill the vacancy. Associate Circuit judges hear misdemeanor and felony criminal cases, as well as civil and domestic cases. They serve renewable six-year terms. Lee Expressive Arts Elementary has a new principal. KBIA's Quinn Ritzdorf has more.
Julia Coggins is the Columbia Public Schools choice for principal at Lee Expressive Arts Elementary School in the 2018-19 school year. Michelle Baumstark, Community Relations Director for Columbia Public Schools, said CPS recommended Coggins to the Board of Education.
She is the candidate that has been selected for the position. We look forward to welcoming her to Lee Expressive Arts Elementary School, and formal approval will happen by the Board of Education.
Coggins has more than 15 years' experience as a classroom teacher and school administrator. She is currently the assistant principal at Elliott Battle Elementary School.
I'm Mitch Legan, KBIA News, Columbia.